Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 11:20, Pretoria 13:23, and Mbombela 16:22.
In the traffic this afternoon, Midrand really not great. Everything trying to get into and out of the Buccleuch interchange heading northbound is a mess. And reports of a fatal pedestrian accident on the N14 if you're coming from the R511 where Summit Road is out towards the R55.
In your sport headlines, the Stormers welcome back lock stalwart from Japan, and Chelsea's Mauricio Pochettino slams player squabbles over a penalty.
The National Energy Regulator of South Africa, better known as NERSA, has apologized for the confusion caused over the approval of new guidelines that allows Eskom to implement load shedding up to stage 16. Earlier this month, NERSA published the approved NRS 0489 code of practice edition 3, which caused a lot of confusion. NERSA member responsible for electricity generation is Nhlanhla Gumede.
Firstly, NRS 048 was never intended to indicate that there is an imminent danger. And if that was the message that came through, we truly have to apologize.
In Johannesburg, the police expect to make more arrests after pouncing on a group linked to violent crimes, including 30 murders around Gauteng suburbs. Three suspects were killed when a shootout between them and officers who were acting on a tip-off ensued during a multidisciplinary operation in Boysens, southwest of Johannesburg this afternoon, and three more suspects were arrested. Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale says officers also recovered guns at the scene.
Two unlicensed firearms were recovered from the scene. The arrested suspects will appear in court soon whilst the investigation continues. The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation does not rule out the possibility of more suspects being arrested and linked to more crimes.
The National Prosecuting Authority, meanwhile, has to close the murder case against the late Werner de Jager. That is the meaning there of a criminal law expert at the University of Pretoria, Llewellyn Ker-Lewis, because he is dead. It means that you can't prosecute someone who is not alive anymore. De Jager was facing charges of premeditated murder for killing his wife in October 2021 in their Amanzimtoti home.
The only thing left for the family of the victim is basically to proceed with a civil lawsuit against the deceased estate. That is on the assumption that there is a civil case to be made out.
Meanwhile, sentencing proceedings against a Northwest woman accused of organizing the murders of her parents and two siblings have been postponed to June due to a missing pre-sentencing report. Onatile Sebati was found guilty of planning, soliciting, and paying two cousins to kill her family in a staged robbery in 2016. And finally, Isimvelo KZN Wildlife has extended its rhino dehorning campaign. It says the decision is in response to the alarming surge in poaching incidents recorded within the Shishluwe in Mfolozi Park last year. The province lost 325 rhinos. 95% of them were poached within the park in northern KZN. I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado.
There's a tornado.